for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't pay, don't rhino. Go RhinoShield. Never paint your house again. RhinoShield.
RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hear ye, hear ye. Excalibur Hotel and Casino Las Vegas has the royal treatment you've been looking for. Right now, go to Excalibur.com, book your room online, and receive our best rates guarantee. For entertainment that rules, the Tournament of Kings dinner show, and Thunder from Down Under, heat up the castle nightly. Craving something delicious? Indulge in our all-new buffet or big Italian flavor at Buca di Beppo. Visit Excalibur.com and let the good times reign.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Are you feeling overwhelmed with unanswered medical questions and the challenges of your diagnosis? Tune in Sundays at 5 p.m. for Soul School from the St. Louis Center for Hope to improve your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. Mary Beth, a registered nurse, will help you navigate health challenges. Monique, a certified professional counselor, will help you find meaning. And David, a spiritual leader, has strategies to help you attain your dreams and live each day full of hope and gratitude. Connect with Soul School, Sundays at 5 p.m. on KTRS.
Like a heartbeat. I feel like I'm on the operating table.
Hey, kid, rock and roll, rock and roll.
Move my soul.
That's good, Dan.
Yeah.
Allow me to take a moment to invite you, before we get down to the serious business of our talent show. And I'd like to talk a little bit about Father's Day, if we could. Oh, I got an idea. Take Daddy to a Meanies this weekend and let him play pinball. There you go. Anybody 18 and over, one game per person. I'm assuming your dad, if you're listening and your dad's not yet 18.
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, and you're old enough to even understand what I'm saying, you'd be 3 or 4. So Daddy would be 14. That's not good. But take Dad into a Meanies and let him play Star Trek pinball. Here's how this works. Anybody's eligible. Anybody can play. 18 or over, you play one game. Standard pinball game is 3 balls. Average game, I would say, takes about 3 minutes. Maybe less. That's it. They'll take your score, your name, and then when it's all over, which is pretty soon, they will contact the 5 people who had the highest scores. And at your convenience, you go back to a Meanies and play one more pinball game. And of those 5, the person with the highest score gets a $500 gift certificate to a Meanies. And second place gets 200, third place gets 100. And you're going to have fun, and you're going to love this store, and take somebody with you because they're going to love it too. And what I mean by that is, this is not just a guy store. Ask any woman who's found the lighting that she couldn't find anywhere else in the Jaffe lighting selection upstairs. Ask any woman who's finally found the area rug she couldn't find anywhere else, the beautiful handmade rug she's been saving for, or machine made. They found it at Amini's. So it's not just for a men's store, women's store. Oh, ask any woman about the patio furniture that they've waited 20 years to get. Because I don't think this patio furniture is the patio furniture 23-year-olds buy when they just get married. I don't think so. They have to go through that learning process and buy junk and replace it. And then eventually they'll save some money and get smart, and they'll buy patio furniture that's going to last a long, long time. And that's the only kind they sell at Amini's. They don't sell any junk at Amini's. And that's every category. Pool tables, pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard. It's all there. It's a terrific, fun store. You can't miss it. Big round dome. Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. A-M-I-N-I-S. Father's Day sale going on, too. Aminis.com. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. While we take your calls, I'd love for all of you to listen to Larry Connors tonight and listen to him whining like a little baby. You know, he comes in here and he had some kind of fusion. He had five vertebrae fused. Yeah. It was nothing.
No.
Remember when I had back surgery? Right. I was in here that afternoon, yeah. I think. Yeah. So he's got a brace on. That's always a good look.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good way to make people feel like you're really in pain. Wear a brace. You can buy those. You can go to Walgreens and buy those.
Oh yeah. And he came in here wondering what accommodations they made for him in the studio. Yeah.
I wonder if one of these chairs will be something I can sit in.
I mean, did you see that $3,000 stand-up chair they brought in for him?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
They treat TV people
differently. Well, they do.
If you have, if you're a former TV, you get special
treatment.
It's
one of those, like, you know that thing they used to wheel Hannibal Lecter around in?
Yes.
Like,
it's almost
very
like
similar
a,
to that.
A dolly that they carry big crates and refrigerators on.
Well, that's why I saw him kind of being wheeled around back then.
And then he asked for, you know, like those director's chairs with the name on the back of it. He asked for one of those.
Connors. I saw it.
So nobody else
And then
would
he
use
was
it.
Driven to work. He had the station drive and worked in the limo.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was a limo with a reclining back. Is like those Maybach, those Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a
big
leather recliner.
Yeah.
He said he couldn't sit from home to here. He had to be in a reclining position. Oh. Seriously, he did have some big deal surgery. What, just 4 days ago or something?
Thursday.
He said L2 to S1 discs.
Oh, it's quite a section they fused. He's still being a baby about it, but he, you know, he did have some serious. So listen to him tonight. You can call it sympathy listening if you want. That'd be a good reason to listen, to make him feel better. And if he's smart, he'll take a bunch of painkillers. He'll have a great show.
Oh,
he'll have the best show he's ever had.
The best news and the commentary part of the news will be fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
So 9 to midnight, the in pain and in a brace, Larry Connors. Larry Connors, USA. All right, here we go. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. You don't have to call for the talent show. If you want to talk about Father's Day, I got a couple of thoughts here in a minute. I will take that, too. Let's talk to Dave. I'm almost positive this is Dave from Hazelwood. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
Now, didn't we last week take his number?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm still practicing. I'm still trying to learn from the master.
So you're thinking that maybe even though you were good enough that we took your number, you could be even better this week?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know who's in first and second place, and I'm going to have to really tell a good joke to be better than them.
Well, I got
to
give you credit. You made it to the sort of quarterfinals, or if you will.
You made it to Hollywood.
And you still want to better yourself, so... Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, from Hazelwood, Missouri, here for the 15th time or whatever, is Dave from Hazelwood. Take it away, Dave.
Well, I was going to tell one of your favorite jokes about the two traveling salesmen in Colorado. I've heard you tell that joke a couple of times. But because it's so wet today, I've changed. I'm going to tell the joke about the flood.
Flexible comedian.
Yes.
There was a flood coming, and a guy's looking out the front window of his house.
I know this
joke. And a truck comes by. And they say, come on, buddy, it's getting ready to flood. We're getting everybody out of here. The guy says, oh, no, he said, the Lord's going to save me. You guys go ahead on with your truck. So they go ahead and leave. A little while later, a boat comes by. The guy's looking out his second-story window. The bottom floor is flooded. And the boat comes by and he says, sir, you need to come on with us. He said, we're getting everybody out of here, evacuating for this flood, and you need to come on. He says, no, sir. He said, you guys go ahead. The Lord's going to save me. And I said, well, all right. So the boat leaves. A little while later, the water's up to his roof. He's standing on his roof, and a helicopter comes by. And they say, sir, you need to get on the ladder and get on this helicopter and come with us and get out of this flood. The guy says, no, you guys go ahead on. He said, the Lord's going to save me from this flood. So the helicopter leaves, and not too long after that, the house washes away, and the guy's killed. He gets up to heaven, and he gets before the Lord, and he says, Lord, I thought you were going to save me from that flood. The Lord says, I sent you a truck and a boat and a helicopter. What do you want?
Well, Dave, always a pleasure, and I look forward to you trying again next week. We already have your number, so we don't need that again.
All right.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
I give Dave, there ought to be like a consolation prize for just perseverance or something. Now, I'll give you a bonus flood joke. It's an old joke, and I've never thought it was good enough for the Playhouse. But, hey, if he's in the flood mood, it's a guy who is being helped out of his home, evacuation situation, and they're helping people leave. And as the helicopter lifts off, the pilot, he's got a headset on, and the passenger, who's just soaked, they just plucked him out of the deep water near his house. They're communicating back and forth, and they're just looking down at this unbelievable sight. And the pilot starts staring. And he says, look at that. That's the oddest thing I've ever seen. And the passenger says, what? He said, look. And he points, and there's a straw hat floating. It's a straw hat, and it's going in a perfect rectangle. Left, up, right, down, left, up, right. It's the oddest thing. And the pilot says, that water is not circulating or swirling in that pattern. It's so weird. And the passenger says, he says, that's my grandpa. He said he was going to cut the grass today, come hell or high water.
You have told that in the Playhouse
before. A long time ago. All right, yeah. Here we go. This is Bill. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Are you a father?
I am.
Well, happy Father's Day this weekend. Are you calling for the talent show?
I'm not. I just had a couple of comments about what you were talking about the last segment about restaurants.
Okay.
First off, that jingle that Dan was singing was from Burger King, not Burger Chef.
No, he said Burger King. I mentioned Burger Chef.
Oh, okay. My mistake.
I think, hang on, Dan, when you sang Hold the Pickle, Hold Your Lettuce, Domenico Elefettis, or whatever it was, were you saying that was from Burger Chef or Burger King?
No, that was Burger King.
Okay, yeah. Burger King got it right.
All right, I'm correct on that.
No, I hate it when he gets it right. I was hoping he'd be wrong.
Yeah, just a couple of others maybe that have gone out of business.
Sure.
Racks Roast Beef.
Are they gone?
I think they are.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't.
I guess they are. You know, I forgot all about the Racks, if there even was a Racks. Racks should have been direct competitors to Hooters. They should have gotten some girls in tight T-shirts and called it Racks, R-A-C-K-S. Then they would have survived.
All right. Okay. Mr. Donut, I know they've gone out of business in this area.
Wow, Mr.
Oh,
Donut.
Oh, my goodness.
You are going back.
Yeah. How about Checkers that got bought out by Rally's?
Let me tell you something. I love Checkers.
Yeah.
It's a great hamburger. And Rally's and Checkers were pretty much the same burger and the same outfit. Kind of like Carl's Jr. on the West Coast is Hardee's. And I was a big Checkers Rally's fan.
Yeah, they were good.
And they're all gone?
I think so.
Well, at least
and
around
then,
here they are.
How about, you may not remember this, there was one in the St. Louis area. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. Of course. Okay, if you're doing that, let's go 8 Salt Fish and Chips.
Yeah.
You're right. I'd forgotten about them.
I think 8 Salt came first, and then along came Arthur Treacher's.
And just a couple of restaurant trivia questions here.
Okay.
The two oldest restaurant fast food chains that are still in existence, you know what they are?
Well, I would think that most people would say McDonald's is one, and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right, right. The oldest one is one that's not common in our area. It's called Nathan's Famous, the hot dogs.
I've heard of it.
Nathan's Famous, they have the big hot dog eating contest every 4th of July.
All right, right. Yeah, but Coney Island or wherever, right? Is that what
right.
you're doing?
And
yeah.
And the other one is White Castle, started around 1924.
Wow. Hey, how many Nathan's are there, hot dog places? Because hot dogs have never been able to really make it. in a big way is a chain.
People I've only never seen really... those in some of the airports that we've been to. Every once in a while, you'll see a Nathan's in the food court.
Yeah, because the hot dog places that we've tried to, people have tried to open locally, didn't Brett Hull have a hot dog place or Mike Bush or somebody had a hot dog place? They didn't make it. And I know another guy had a hot dog. It was a great place. It didn't make it. I don't think people are as receptive to hot dogs from a fast food place as they are, you know, burgers and sub sandwiches and tacos.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And yeah, Nathan, Nathan's we've never had anywhere around here.
There was used to be a Wiener House or something in the St. Louis area, maybe.
I think you're
kind of an A-shame freight building.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
All right.
You got any more?
No, nice, that it? Nice talking with you.
Oh, you too, Bill. Call anytime, okay?
All right, have a good one.
Thank
Bye.
You. There goes Bill, and here come a whole bunch of people as the phones light up, and I just have to wait till Dan flips it over to me from the screen, la-di-da-di-da, time kill, awkward, 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 and now we go to Todd. Todd, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Frank?
Good. You calling for the talent show or something else?
No, I'm not. I'm calling about a restaurant.
Okay.
Whatever, I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. Whatever people want to talk about, that's what we'll talk about. What do you have for us?
Oh, I was just calling because they were talking about checkers and rallies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're still in existence. They have like 400 locations.
They're all rallies, though. I don't think they're checkers anymore, are they?
They still have. It's checkers rallies. Yeah, they're still together.
Okay, that's good to know. That's far from being gone if they have 400.
We had Zips here. That was
yes, Zips.
That was a very much same menu as rallies.
Right, and if you go down south, the exact duplicate of White Castle. Oh, man, it just escaped me. It just, hold on.
Crystals.
Here. Crystal Burger.
With a K.
Crystal yeah. Burger with a K. That's a White Castle.
They put mustard on them. That's the only difference.
Yeah, they ruin them
but
down
they,
there.
But it still affects your stomach the same way.
It's the same bun. It's the same meat with holes in it with onions pressed yeah. in it. It's the same exact thing.
The same experience.
Crystal Burger.
That's right. There's another one. You were talking about hot dogs. There's also a place called Wiener Schnitzel that's in the Southwest.
Oh, yeah, that's a chain. I've heard of that.
Yep, they have like 400 locations also in the Southwest.
Okay.
So that's pretty popular. Right. There's another thing I was actually, you were talking yesterday about Carminatins.
Carminative.
Yeah, that's the word that means anything that induces the expulsion of gas from your body.
Yeah, look up sugar-free, sugar-free gummy bears.
Oh, Haribo. The Haribo brand, I've heard of that.
What does that do?
Haribo is the brand of gummy bears, and they make a sugar-free version, and I've heard they're essentially like a laxative.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So you should look up, there's some people who have done tests, because it actually says on the package, there's a warning to not eat more than 12 of their gummy bears in one sitting.
Or else you'll
I would heed that warning.
And there are some people who have put it to the test, and it's interesting if you look it up. Yeah,
I would not be one of those people. Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
All right, thanks.
The name you don't get every day, Myron. Hello, Myron.
How you doing, Frank?
We're doing great.
AM and PM.
Thank you, Myron. Are you calling for the talent show?
No. I wanted to talk about the oldest running business in St. Louis in a restaurant, Copperman's Deli.
Never heard of it. No, I've never heard of it.
Where do you hide?
Where do I hide? I don't hide anywhere. I'm just telling you, I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
No. Dan's never heard of it. Peon's never heard of it.
It's in the Central West End. Ask Carney. Comes there a lot.
Well, that's why nobody knows about it. Because he's scared, scared everybody away.
My grandfather started it in 1897, and I was an owner until about 6 months ago.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
You're quite welcome.
All right, Myron.
Thanks.
And again, I had to do this yesterday. And I want this to become, well, what about this restaurant? This was all about chains that are no longer open. That's how this started. That was the topic. Things that have long been gone or recently gone that were all over the place and for whatever reason aren't around anymore. This is Mike. Mike, how are you?
Pretty good. How about Shakey's Pizza?
I think there are still some Shakey's Pizza parlors.
And Godfather's.
Oh, Godfather!
Godfather was down in Dorset, and I don't know that. Was that a chain, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I think there was a couple
Godfather's
of them.
Godfather's is a chain, and the closest one is in Wichita, Kansas.
All right, I'll give you now this. Now
there is a Shakey's in Springfield, Illinois. That's the closest one.
I knew there was a Shakey's somewhere. Now, how about Jack's or better? And then, wasn't there a thing called...
The ground round.
The ground round, and they bog jacks are better, and now they're both gone.
Right.
And what I didn't like about them was you put peanut shells on the floor. They had peanuts, and you crack them and eat, and you throw the shells on the floor. I never thought that was a great idea.
Yeah.
It was messy looking. But yeah, you're right. Shakey's is still around, though.
And there's a Godfather's in off a Natural Bridge. So there's a
I'll tell you another one everybody thinks is long gone, and I think there's one or two left, and that was a Pantera's Pizza.
Yes, there are a couple Pantera's.
There were a bunch of those things
in the 80s. I'll see you later and listen to you on the radio.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
There was a place called Happy Joe's, which was like the prequel, prequel to like Showbiz, yeah. And it had a smaller game room, and that you would get tickets and prizes. There's one left now.
Don't you wonder how something could be so big and then just gone? The whole thing blows up. I guess somebody else comes along with something better and puts them out of business. Terry, how are you?
Good.
Are you calling for the talent show?
No. I just wanted to ask you whether you had commented yesterday, I didn't catch it, about the Continental Commando commercial.
I don't even know that I'm familiar with that.
Well, Continental has a commercial they've been running on and off. I've seen it about three times. And they have three women who go into a tent and come out and say they're so clean they're now going commando.
Yes.
Really?
I have seen it.
Yeah. Isn't that bizarre?
It's weird.
Yeah, the reference going commando in a toilet paper commercial.
It's just so far out there, I can't believe
it. No, it really is. It's almost like something you'd think would run in Europe but wouldn't run here.
And it's for their dry paper products or their wet paper?
I don't get it. It's like, I'm so clean from this paper, I don't have to wear underwear. What has that got to do with
I don't understand it. And why are they only showing two women in their mid-20s and 30s?
Well, that part's okay with me.
Yeah.
That part's okay with me, man.
Personally, that's the only people I want to think about going commando.
Yeah. I don't want to think about some old gal that needs the Depends going without the underwear.
Yeah. I just wondered if you had seen it. I just thought it was so bizarre.
Now that you reminded me, I didn't recognize the name, but yes, I have seen it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Terry. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day if you're a father.
And if it is for their dry paper, we know that can't possibly be true, that they could... they're so clean now from because we know that you can't get that.
We've had that discussion.
Yes, yeah.
And Pion
it's just
and I,
not possible.
We're on the same page with that paper versus the wipe thing. Steve, how are you?
Pretty good. Not commando, but AM and the PM.
Thank you. Thank you. And are you calling for the talent show?
No, I wanted to tell you about a restaurant. I want to put this on any longer, but remember Mr. Steak by chance?
Yes, I think there's still one in St. Charles County.
Used to be. That one's closed.
Is it gone?
Now. I drove by it. Yeah.
Now, here's what I remember about Mr. Steak. I remember because, again, back to the poor days, we'd go there. If it was your birthday, they gave you free dinner.
You couldn't
free
go in there
dinner.
Without birthday. They'd sing happy birthday like nine times an hour.
And it was so irritating because everybody with a birthday went there. So, yes, you had to sit through that stinking song. And it wasn't the happy birthday song because you can't do that. So they made their own song. All these places went, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jimmy. Happy birthday. Mr. Steak, birthday place.
But it was a free meal.
But you know what? I think something like that backfires on them because they forget that on any given day, hundreds of people have a birthday. So you can have the place filled up with free diners.
Was it like a Ponderosa, kind of like that, where you buy the steak?
It was a notch above that. It was a notch above that.
It was a little bit better steak. It wasn't buffet or anything, but...
Yeah, like steaks at Ponderosa were horse meat, but this was like thoroughbred horse meat.
You could see the place where the jockey was beating the horse at Ponderosa.
That's a great old...
But you couldn't see the marks at Mr. Steak.
Yeah, that's a Rodney Dangerfield joke. That's a good one. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
Mr. Steak. Man, the minute somebody years ago told me that, what? Free dinner, birthday, once a year. We were there. One of the beautiful names ever, Teresa. I love that name. How are you, Teresa?
Thank you so much. I'm fine. Thank you.
Please tell me you don't let people call you Terry or something.
No, I hate that. I hate that.
Good, good.
That's not my name.
You're not calling for the talent contest, I take it.
No, but I have a restaurant chain that's no longer in business that I absolutely love.
What is it?
Tennessee Jed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I've never heard of
that. No, Tennessee
I remember
Jed.
Tennessee Jed's.
And we had a couple here.
I remember that.
It was a...
barbecue.
Yeah, down home southern.
Kind of, yeah.
It was so good. And I think Ponderosa bought a lot of their old buildings.
You may have.
Man, I have not thought of Tennessee Jeds.
I've
never heard of that. How long ago did it go out of business?
It's been gone for 25 years, I bet.
Oh, at least.
At least.
That's a good
I'm
one.
I'm going to say in the 70s.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right. That's
Teresa,
all I got.
Teresa,
AM and the PM.
How old are you, Teresa? Now, come on, how old are you?
I'm 57.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right, now this guy. One more, then we'll take a break and get back on track. Then we'll come back to you. Will, how you doing?
I'm doing good. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Will. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Remember Arthur Treacher's fish and chips?
We just mentioned it.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
I just tuned in.
No, we mentioned it, which made us think of Eight Salt Fish and Chips.
Yeah, it used to be right there on Halls Ferry, New Halls Ferry, right up the street from that was Shakey's Pizza.
Yeah, and there's one of those in Springfield, Missouri.
Illinois.
I'm sorry.
Oh, the Shakey's?
Yeah.
But there's no Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
I think that's over. I think that's gone.
Eight Salt's gone, too.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Will.
All right.
Dog and Suds.
First Shakey's I ever saw was in Memphis, Tennessee. I had an aunt and uncle that lived there. We went to visit them, and my aunt says, I'm going to take you to the greatest place you've ever been. I was like 12 or something. It's called Shakey's. And I'm not kidding. I thought, this is like going to a musical and a movie and a pizza place. They had guys with the
banjos
straw hats
and
banjos.
I know.
And then up on a black and white screen, old movies in black and white. That place was a riot.
Yeah, it
and
was
the
cool.
Pizza was good. A lot of times you think, well, it's all show and lousy pizza. No, just like these kids' places, Chuck E. Cheese.
Incredible
the pizza,
pizza
is really good.
Yeah.
I remember taking our kids there. I hated the place because there's noise, but the pizza was good.
There's an Arthur Treacher's in Akron, Ohio.
Well, that's all Akron's got.
Oh,
Akron, Ohio
and then
is a
what?
Place.
And Ponderosa and Bonanza were essentially the same thing, right?
Basically,
I never could tell the difference. I could never tell
which
the difference.
Which one came first?
I don't know. But they were the same. Honest to goodness, you could not tell the difference. Same price, same piece of
what
meat.
But Ponderosa was green and Bonanza was red or something like that,
wasn't it? I couldn't
tell
you. They both had that sort of half corn on the cob that went with the meal. Yeah, and that big piece of toast, the Texas toast.
Yes.
Each one of them had the toast the size of your shoe.
Well, wasn't it, you'd buy a steak and then the fix-it, and it would have the fixins bar where you could get it, whatever.
I got to tell you something. Again, if you have a lot of money, for $1.80 or something, you load up. Like a cafeteria. You could fill yourself up big time. All right, one more, then we'll take a break, I promise. Marcia, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Are you breathing helium?
No, don't happen.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Okay, I was going to tell you. I hope I did. It wasn't on before. How about Flaming Pit?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Good.
Yes.
Isn't this unbelievable? How many of these places were big and they're gone? Flaming Pit. That's
and
a
Flaming
one.
Pit was That was like the place to go when you wanted a really
well,
good steak.
Well, they had good fish. They had a special, you know, and they had all kinds of different fish, and then of course all the other things that went with it.
No,
and then how about A&W?
I think there are still a couple.
Yeah.
Are there?
Yeah, I believe so.
Somebody called and mentioned Dog and Suds.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's gone. All right.
And then there was a Burger Chef.
No, we mentioned that. That's gone.
Oh, did you? I was in the other room and I couldn't hear.
Well, don't ever go to the other room again.
Yeah.
You stay with us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Marcia.
All right. Bye.
No, Marcia couldn't help. All right, we got to get caught up here. Matheny Heating and Cooling is having a wonderful season because it's hot. It's been hot. Even when there's no sun, it's been miserable and humid. My wife even said the other day, she said, it feels so good here in the house. And it's not like they're just blazing, hot, miserable, burning sun. She said, you look out and it looks like it would be cool and dreary, but it's not. And she said, air conditioning actually feels really good when the weather's like this. And it does, if it's working properly. And here's the deal with Matheny. It's a family business. I want you to know that. 73 years in business. You need to know that. You also need to know that you don't have to worry about what kind of heating and cooling system you have. It doesn't matter. Whatever name is on it, they work on it. And they're trained to work on it. They're qualified to work on it. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about where you live as long as you're in St. Louis County or any of St. Charles County. They'll take care of you. You say, my place is real small. Well, my mother-in-law's house is real small, but about 3 years ago, we had Matheny come put a new heating and cooling system in her house, and the job wasn't too small for them, and it's not going to be too big. They have big companies, big houses, little companies, little houses that they service, that they check, and they replace systems in. So that's not going to be a problem. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Somebody is going to have to take care of that heating and cooling system. It's not going to last forever, and it's not going to go without needing service. So why not make it Matheny? You'll be happy. We'll be happy. They'll be happy. Everybody's happy. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MathenyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep. All right, we've got some nasty weather out there. I'm sure it's affecting traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
We've got some nasty driving conditions out there. We've got a crash on westbound 70 near St. Charles Rock Road. It has lane blocked. Boy, traffic is slow on westbound 70. We're going to call it from Shreve all the way out through St. Charles Rock Road. Another incident on northbound 170 north of Olive has things backed up to about Forest Park Parkway. Southbound 170, you're jammed up from Olive down to Highway 40. Southbound 270, you're jammed from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. We've got an accident on westbound 44. The Merrimack River Bridge, the left lane is blocked. You're going to hit the brakes right around Big Bend, and it's going to be bumper to bumper all the way out. On eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from Compton to the Poplar. Westbound 40, Compton out through McCausland. You're heavy again from Lindbergh out through Mason. Eastbound 40, we're running slow out the West County area from Clarkson to Highway 270. And it looks like we have, eastbound 270 jamming up pretty solid, approaching 370 all the way around through 367. And this report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find the hotel where you're headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to, and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heisey Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. If you saved $500,000, $1 million, maybe even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan, and here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heisey Advisory Group. You'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford. You'll also discover concrete steps to help you protect your retirement life savings. And you'll also figure out how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis will not cost you one dime. You've got nothing to lose. Ken Heisey is an independent advisory representative, a registered financial consultant, and he earns the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in the financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands. But if you're qualified and you call before June 26, it will not cost you one dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100. Or Heisey Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. Call them now. Heisey Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call the Heisey Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. That's Heisey Advisory Group, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Hi folks, this is John Shane, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. pitch it and forget it, will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
In the market to buy a home, you're going to need a loan, but how do you figure out who is the best lender when they're all screaming at you? Why don't you go to the mortgage lender that makes the most sense rather than the most noise? Take a walk on the boardwalk. Boardwalk Lending has been owned and operated in St. Louis for over 10 years. Mike and his team of experienced professionals are conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. It's Boardwalk Lending at 636-536-6700, 636-536-6700, or at boardwalklending.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Meet me at the Muni in Forest Park.
One of Broadway's greatest musicals opens the Muni's glorious 97th season, My Fair Lady, June 15th through the 21st, presented by Ameren. My Fair Lady features some of Broadway's most enchanting songs, including On the Street Where You Live and Wouldn't It Be Lovely. Musical magic at the Muni. Tickets available now at Muni.org, 314-534-1111, or at the Muni box office.
The Muni in Forest Park.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Hi, Terry Hall here, host of This Week in Real Estate. Selling homes is my business. Yours could be next. South City Bungalow, for sale 400 days, hired me, sold in 10. Guardian Prairie, same mess, sold in 40. Lake St. Louis, for sale 190 days, hired me, sold in 16. Your home is next. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Call me, Terry Hall, and get your home sold and do it now. 314-220-0524.
Jimi Hendrix, Foxy Lady, is that right? Hey, it's always interesting to us what makes the phone. Now, every single line is lit up, and I thought it would be for other things. Talent show. No. Restaurants that are closed. How about that? I mean, you can't believe the calls that have come in here to talk about restaurants that were open in big chains and they're gone. Hey, whatever you want to talk about, we're going to go to Lori. Lori, how are you?
I am good, Frank. How are you?
You sound good, and you sound hot to me. You sound like you're hot. You just
well, I have my air conditioning on, so no.
No, I don't mean it. I don't mean it that way. I don't mean it that way. You know, I mean, like,
oh, that's funny.
You're probably,
I've been AM and the PM for a long, long, long time.
That's good to hear. That's, thank
like,
you.
Like so far back that about 20 years ago, I don't know if you'll remember this or not. My daughter, who was about 4 at the time, mm-hmm. she recorded the Playhouse song. She knew it word for word, and I recorded it and played it for you guys, and you had me bring her down to the studio, and you did your own recording.
That's how I used to meet women. Bring your kids
well,
down
here.
So I
brought her down, and you guys played it for a couple weeks. It was really cool. So she'll be 25 this year.
I don't need to hear that.
There you go.
So yeah. What can we do for you today?
So anyway, WAGS. Anyway, how about WAGS?
WAGS.
I never heard
WAGS
of it.
WAGS was a Walgreens. Yeah, it was a Walgreens.
Never heard of it.
They had one in Northwest Plaza.
Northwest Plaza, that's where I used to go.
And it was a restaurant within Walgreens?
Yes. And it was like a Sambo's or Denny's, and it was also they were famous for their omelets. Their omelets were tremendous. And
their burgers were pretty good too.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another convenience store inside Jamestown Mall that had a restaurant?
Glacier. Was it Oh yeah, Woolworths did. Wow. Yeah,
Woolworths?
You're right.
Oh, they did. They had that in that Northwest Plaza too.
You remember the chain of drugstores with a horrible name, Skag?
Yes.
What a horrible name. It's so close to Skank or Skank. Scab.
Or Scabs, yeah.
Well, Lori, nice to talk to you again after all these years. All
right? No problem.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Katz was another drugstore.
Katz Drugs.
K-A-T-Z.
That's right. Wow, we're old if we can remember that stuff.
I know.
Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got two restaurants from the North County area.
We're looking at chains. We're looking for chains that are gone. Restaurant chains.
Yeah, well, one's Whispering Bill Anderson's Po' Folks.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Po' Folks.
And I'm going to tell you something. I always thought it was horrible. I tried to eat there a couple times. I hated it, and that's my kind of food.
Oh, yeah.
The other one, I'm not sure if it was a chain, but it was called Coco's.
Coco's is still around.
Oh, Coco's was a chain, and
Reuben's and Coco's. There was Reuben's and Coco's, and they're still around in places.
And I worked at Reuben's
for
a short time.
You put them out of business, too.
Huh? I did.
No, there's still some Coco's. Yeah. I do know that. But Po' Folks is a good one.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
You.
And you know what? That Bill Anderson. For you folks who don't follow country
I don't
music,
know who that is just from you no, doing
no,
his impression.
No, you pull him up on YouTube. The most irritating, I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy and they love him in Nashville. Here's the way he talks.
Oh, yeah.
The reason they call, he had a song called Still After All This Time, Still. It's the most aggravating, irritating. And then when he stops singing, you thought, well, surely he doesn't talk that way. But he does. This is how Whispering Bill Anderson.
So he was the one that started, he was behind Po' Folks?
His name was on it.
Yeah.
Oh, so they just
Whispering
his name.
Bill Anderson's Po' Folks restaurant.
Yeah. I only remember Po' Folks. I don't remember
and
the
I
Whispering
remember
Bill.
Seeing a couple of commercials. And the commercials were just like everything else he did. Folks, if you want to find some fine, good Southern cooking down at Po' Folks, come on down and have supper at Po' Folks, because they say supper in the South. They don't say dinner.
There still are some Po' Folks around in Florida, it looks like.
Well, that makes sense. A lot of old retired
the panhandle,
people
yeah,
who love
panhandle,
the song,
yeah.
Still After All.
Oh, good grief.
Mike, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Frank?
I'm having a great time. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to mention, there's a couple, maybe three, Henny Penny's. Was famous for their fried chicken.
Oh.
Bombay Bicycle Club.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, there was one right here at off of Page,
I think. Yep, yep. And Stuart Anderson's Steakhouse.
Stuart Anderson.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Well, I'm in the restaurant business, so, you know, you kind of tend to keep track of those places.
Pay more attention than most people.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good. Thank you, Mike.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. I am AM.
Well, we appreciate it. A little business or whatever. That is interesting. We could do this for 5 hours.
Yeah.
These phones.
It sparks fun memories. Do you remember going to those places?
Well, someday if you want to get away from restaurants, then we'll get into things like Tipton Electric and Tile Town Carpet City.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean places that were huge. Central Hardware, EJ Corvette, Service Merchandise, Dolgens. We could go for hours on those big stores that aren't around anymore. I got a wonderful email I want to read you about Precision Coatings. These are the people who are they're in the painting business. They'll paint your house inside and out. They'll refurbish your deck. They pressure wash. Listen to this terrific email. And it says, and sometimes I get nervous when I read this. I tried one of your advertisers. And you go, I hope this is good. Sam, I don't like to use last names without permission. He says, because of your advertising, I decided to try Precision Coatings, and I needed my cedar deck and fence refurbished. Both are 20-plus years old. The estimate was higher than I had hoped, but I went for it. They spent 3 days with 2 to 5 men, and what surprised me was that 2/3 of the time was spent on carpentry, like replacing boards and fence posts. They rebuilt both staircases to the deck. I am very happy with the results. I feel I got my money's worth. I think they extended the life of my deck and especially my fence. Replacing them would have cost a lot more. My compliments, he says.
Wow.
Sam, that is what we like to hear, and I'm pretty sure that's the kind of email you're going to want to send me, too. If your home needs to be painted, inside or out or both, Precision Coatings. That deck will not last forever. You want it refurbished, brought back like new? Precision Coatings. That's all they do. That's all they do. Precision Coatings. You want to know more, you can go to, let me give you the number, just in case you're in a position right now to call it, 636-244-5243. That's 636-244-5243. Or always go to frankopinion.com, hit sponsors, and the link is right there to their terrific website. You should take a look at it. Precision Coatings.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Still working with the crash on westbound 44 at the Merrimack River Bridge. The left lane is blocked, jamming back to Elm. They've cleared the crash on westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road, but look for stop-and-go traffic from Shreve all the way out past Lindbergh. And then eastbound 270 now is from the Rock Road all the way around through Washington Elizabeth. And report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there is a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you are headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Father's Day. Candice's will be serving a Father's Day buffet starting at 10 o'clock with roast beef, fried chicken, chicken wings, biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, and a whole lot more. Then at 4, it's a sirloin dinner buffet with all the goodies and a special dessert just for Dad. Call for reservations, 636-220-8989. We're located at Holloway in Manchester. Candice's, because you love great food.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Hi, Terry Hall here, host of This Week in Real Estate. Selling homes is my business. Yours could be next. South City Bungalow, for sale 400 days, hired me, sold in 10. Guardian Prairie, same mess, sold in 40. Lake St. Louis, for sale 190 days, hired me, sold in 16. Your home is next. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Call me, Terry Hall, and get your home sold and do it now. 314-220-0524.